When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hello, you guys. It is Raven Hoquette, and I'm excited to be back here today with you guys on the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Let me just tell y'all, before I talk about what this podcast episode is all about and what the title is, I need to tell y'all, like, make sure that wherever you are, you got the AC on. You might need a little, like, ice pack or something because, honey, this tea is about to get hot. And some of y'all, like, may subscribe after this and be like, yes. And then it's going to be some of y'all that's like, I am absolutely done with her. So I'm just going to say bye in advance, you know, if that's you. But what I'm going to always do is, you know, speak the truth. And for me, I'm just excited that I even have the opportunity to talk about this on a podcast episode because I've mentioned some things about it previously on my Instagram page. Every time I have, it's always a little bit of backlash. It's always people that don't really want to believe that the witchcraft is witchcraft. It's always people that don't really want to call a spade a spade. And what really grinds my gears the most is how it's so many people out here that are Christians and try to say like, well, I can still do this. I can still do that. I can kind of dibble and dabble. No, God don't want you dibbling and dabbling and all of these things. So y'all, welcome back again to the Supernaturally Paid podcast. This episode is called The Law of Attraction versus the Word of God. And y'all know that I came through with the scriptures in this episode because I don't even want nobody trying to say, it don't say that in the Bible. It don't say, because it literally speaks about all of this. Like, God knew that y'all was going to be switching up. He knew that y'all was going to get fake. And so literally in his word, it talks about worshiping false gods. It talks about making things an idol. It talks about all of these things in the Word of God. So I'm just excited, like I said, you know, to get into this episode. So let me first be completely transparent with you guys. There are a lot of people that are operating in different types of witchcraft and don't even know it. They're giving the law of attraction credit for things that have happened in their life. They're praising all these things and making these things their gods and, you know, things like that. But there's also like people who think that they're on fire for God, but because they see these things that are trendy, they don't really look at the root of these things. So they feel like, oh, I saw so-and-so talking about the law of attraction. Let me look into that. Oh, I saw so-and-so talking about this. You know, let me look into that. So I remember when I first became an entrepreneur and, you know, when you first become an entrepreneur, because you hear that so many entrepreneurs fail, you kind of develop this obsession with success. Like all you know in your mind is that I cannot fail. I cannot be in the 80% of entrepreneurs that close their business down within the first 18 months, right? So you start to read a lot of books. You start to maybe invest in coaches. Maybe you start to follow different influencers on Instagram and stuff like that. And so when they start talking about their day-to-day lives and the things that they do, some of those things you might be saying, well, let me do that too. You know, let me implement that into my morning regimen or my nighttime regimen or my workday regimen or, you know, whatever you want to call it, right? So it's easy to fall into these things and not know because you're basically just following people. So when I became an entrepreneur, there was this book called The Secret that was like a huge, like, I don't know if maybe it just had came out. Like, you know, what I think it was that the book came out and then the movie came out. So the movie is like what really took things to like the next level. So I remember talking about, you know, wanting to be successful at this entrepreneurship thing. And everybody kept saying, you need to read The Secret. Girl, you need to watch The Secret. You need to tap into that. You need to, girl, that's so good. Like that book has made me so much money. And So naturally, I want to see what all life is about. So, you know, I order the book, I go download. I think this might have been like back when DVDs was like still really popping. So I go and, you know, get like the secret DVD and I'm just excited. Like my Friday night is about to be given, right? I got my little book, I got my little movie. And so the second that I turned this movie on, and mind y'all, I was, you know, a believer at this time. I've always been a believer, but I wasn't all like deep into the word of God the way that I am now. So I turned this on. All I see is a bunch of like just darkness. I hear a lot of like weird sounds and it just got like very eerie very quickly. Like this thing was supposed to be about success, but it was very much given Nightmare on Elm Street, right? So in my spirit, I felt a sense of conviction, but all these people that I knew were Christians, that I knew, you know, we were like-minded and we had the same goals, they had all been recommending this book. So what do you mean I'm feeling this conviction in my spirit? What do you mean that I'm falling asleep on it or my TV is cutting off? When I say that God was like doing every single thing to protect my eyes from watching this film. So I decided, you know, I'm just not going to watch the film again or not going to try to watch the film again because I never completed it. But I said, you know what? I got my little book. I open up the book and you can even see, now I didn't understand this at the time, but even when you look back on it, you can even see the certain like symbolism, you know, inside of the book just to make it super obvious what this stuff really is. So basically The Secret is probably like the biggest book that you could find that's all about the law of attraction. What you speak and this will come to you, this will flow to you. And, you know, that's the secret to success and, you know, all these other things. And so for me, because I was around so many people that were tapped into this kind of stuff, I was oblivious to what it really was rooted in. So I remember in my very first coaching program, when we talked about mindset, I would tell people, oh, look into the law of attraction. The law of attraction says that, you know, if you say this, you'll get that and you'll attract this. And I was in a spirit of error because I wasn't doing my due diligence and really researching the background of what this stuff really meant. So what we're going to do, because I know that some miles have already dropped, I know it's some people that then already got off of the main line and just wrote this podcast off because you don't really want to hear it. But to those of y'all that want it exposed, to those of you that are operating in that and you really want to get out of that spirit of error, we're going to talk about it today. So let me break down for y'all literally the meaning of the law of attraction. It says, and this is like the textbook definition. This is not like my paraphrase, right? So it says, new thought spirituality, belief that the magnetic power of the universe manifests in everyone and everything. So immediately when you say I'm tapping into the law of attraction, I believe in the law of attraction, what you are now saying is that the universe is your God, because this is what that belief basically falls under. So if the universe is your God, then who is God, the creator of the universe, to you? What is he, your second God? Because let me tell you how he's a jealous God and he don't do no seconds. He ain't no side piece, okay? Like, he ain't no you can do the universe Monday through Friday when you're working in your business and then I'm gonna be your little boo on Saturday and Sunday. That's not what God is doing. So literally, if you are using the law of attraction in your business, if you're using it in your lifestyle, you are operating under the belief that the universe is basically your God. So let me tell y'all another reason why you shouldn't be dibbling and dabbling into the law of attraction. One thing about witchcraft that it's going to do is, baby, it's always going to open up the door to even more witchcraft. So if you really get deeper into the law of attraction, guess what it leads you to? It leads you into angel numbers. Guess where angel numbers are utilized in? Numerology. Guess what numerology is utilized in? Astrology. Now you look and you've gone deeper and deeper and deeper down in this rabbit hole of all these different types of witchcraft. Now I know that y'all hate to admit that astrology is what it is. Y'all want to be like, I was born, you know, September 1st. I'm a this and I'm a that. And because this is my sign, that's why I be wilding people out. That's why I be, you know, like wearing nice stuff. Like y'all want to believe so bad that the stars and the stripes and all these different things have caused your personality to be a certain way. But how can you really sit up here and believe these things when God literally tells us in the book of Psalm that We're fearfully and wonderfully made. It's God that makes us different. It's God that gives us our personality. It's God that gives us the unique traits, you know, about ourselves. And I know, again, that this episode is going to ruffle some feathers, but I got to speak out on it because Ephesians 5 and 11 says, take no part in the works of darkness and instead expose them. And what I'm sick of is so many faith-based entrepreneurs being afraid to ruffle the feathers. What I'm so sick of is so many faith-based entrepreneurs saying God, but they're scared to say Jesus. I'm so sick of faith-based entrepreneurs scared to talk about the Holy Spirit. I'm tired of faith-based entrepreneurs scared to pray in tongues publicly. I'm tired of faith-based entrepreneurs scared to pull out the anointing oil and rebuke people and rebuke things in the name of Jesus. I'm sick of faith-based entrepreneurs trying to make other people feel comfortable and getting on social media and saying stuff like, oh, well, God or the universe, whatever you believe in, ain't no whatever you believe in. Because baby, if you on this page, we're talking in the name of Jesus. That's what we doing. That doesn't mean that I'm a dislike somebody that believes in other things. But the same way that you come on your page and they tell you what it is on their page, this is what it is over here on this page. And you're not about to play with God while you on this page. You know, I think that it's so amazing that as Christians, we're almost trained up that we have to be weak. We're almost trained up that we have to bow. Like, we are literally like the only group of people that's expected to just like, oh, well, you know, you gotta just be, you know, what, tone it down a little bit, you know, don't say this, don't, you know, you don't have to pray so loudly, you don't have to do this. Well, I don't go into a room of people that are of another religion. Like, let's say, for example, people who they follow Buddhism. I don't hear them saying, well, Raven is right here, so let me start talking about Jesus. What? Because they don't believe in Jesus, you know? So they're not going to dim down their religion to make me feel uncomfortable. So why am I basically dimming down my beliefs? Why am I dimming down my father to make other people feel comfortable? So I'm telling y'all right now, come up out of that law of attraction stuff that you're in. I know that it's so many people that are not aware. I know that it's so many people that you are aware, but you just don't even want to be aware because you're literally following what's trendy, right? The sound bowl is trendy. The law of attraction is trendy. The angel numbers, you know, are trendy. I'm even seeing people that's claiming to be Christian and naming their businesses after angel numbers. Like, are y'all really serious and saying like, oh, you know, like, I mean, I've even had people inviting me on stuff and I'm like, I know you lying. I know you must have not been following me for that long. I know you must like have not been on my page for a long enough time because you got to know that I'm not finna get up on your podcast and be talking about how my zodiac sign is this and my angel numbers is that and my angel numbers have led me here and guided me. No, like, I'm not about to be doing that. And so I need you guys to really know what it is when it comes to this law of attraction stuff. This is not what you want to be doing. I'm telling you, when you're operating in this stuff, you are literally opening up doors in your life. Some of y'all are wondering why it's always a fire that you got to put out in your business. You're wondering why you can't never find a good team. You wonder why your money coming in, but it feels like it's never really flowing. You can never really build it. You are literally operating in a spirit of witchcraft. And again, I know that we don't want to call it that, but that's what it is. You've made all of these other things your idols. So I'm not going to go too much further into this because I just feel like it's really going to turn up if I keep going. But you just need to know that the law of attraction and whatever other false gods you're believing in, these things do not supersede the word of God. It does not. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. And this is another thing that I gotta add before we go, y'all. Like, if you really look at it, y'all, all of these like fake New Age books is nothing but them copying the Bible. Think and grow rich. It literally says in the Bible, a man is a man thinketh. So where do you think that they got that from? But people love to act like the Bible is the book that's just full of lies and, you know, all of this. But why are all these New Age people trying to remix it in? Because last time I checked, when you do a remix, it's because you like the original version. You know, the law of attraction is talking about believing in things that you say. And if you say it and you speak it, it'll happen and all of these things. But it tells us in the book of Proverbs that life and death is in the power of the tongue. The affirmations want you to wake up in the morning and talk to money before you talk to God and say things like, oh, money flows to me and, you know, money does this. But Deuteronomy 8 and 18 literally says that God has given us the power to create wealth. Why can't you wake up in the morning and say that? These people want to do anything but open up the Bible. They want to remix it. They want to do this new age spirituality. They want to rebel against the word of God. And when you claim to be a Christian, but you're still trying to dibble and dabble and operate in these things, you are literally right along with these people. It does not make you any different. So come out of it right now. Get out of the spirit of error, because that is literally what it is. I'm going to sign off now. I don't want to say too much more because, like I said, the tea could just get like completely hot and I could literally go on and on and on about this. I hope that this episode blessed somebody, and I'm just looking forward to just testimonies from people saying, thank you for sharing this, because I really did not know. You know, when I was implementing this into my coaching program in 2013, 2012, I wish that somebody had pulled me to the side and said, no, like, you're literally in error. And this is why, as Christians, it's so important that y'all are researching who's coaching you, really researching what are they into, and not just researching like, oh, you go on their Instagram page and their bio says, John 10 and 10, and they have not even, look at the fruit. Don't look at, oh, they got a scripture in their bio. Really look at the fruit, because I didn't even been to some conferences and you up in a conference and they're in there doing incantations and sound bowls and all type of, and you like, but literally that's all it is. These people have sold their souls for the sake of success. They have literally started worshiping all these false gods. They have sided with the devil for the sake of their success. I want to let y'all know that you don't have to sell your soul for the sake of success. You don't have to go and step out of your belief for the sake of success. Everybody listening to this podcast episode, and this is something I have my Increase 365 sisters do all the time, you need to look into people that are really Christians, that are really wealthy, because I need you to know that if God can do it for them, he can do it for you. The enemy wants you to believe that you got to compromise. The enemy wants you to believe that you got to be on the fence. But this is a time, with everything that's going on in this world, with everything that's going on in entrepreneurship, in the economy, this is not a time of switching sides. This is not a time of being on the fence. This is not a time of being neutral. You want to have to really pick your set and rep your set. This is not a time of saying, I'm going to say God, but I'm not going to say Jesus. This is not a time of being afraid to get on social media and pray. This is not a time of being afraid to speak out and say who you believe in. This is not a time to be afraid to give your testimony and say, Jesus did this. This is not a time to be afraid of sharing the gospel and sharing scriptures with other people. This is not a time to be afraid of exercising Ephesians 5 and 11 and exposing the darkness that is literally consuming so many people. So I hope that as I share this word with you guys, that y'all would share it and help your friends and your family members that are operating in these things to come out of it. And that's all I got for y'all. I will see y'all in the next episode. Thank y'all for tuning in to Supernaturally Paid. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.